Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 2nd and the whole week ahead. Because of the emphasis on your 7th house this week, your stars may appear pretty samey, but I do not in any way rule the stars, I merely interpret them. And today, for instance, with Venus in your 7th house, this is ideal for a wedding, an anniversary, or making a commitment to someone who brings you joy. If you're single, it's about meeting someone right for you soon. Here's your Sunday stars. The sun in your 7th house. I said yesterday that it's going to be about your 7th house every day this week, and probably till the end of July. Check it out, what it means in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The 7th house is about the impact somebody else makes on your life and you make on them. So we're talking about relationships. And Sun and Neptune is about a special kind of relationship that either you have or you're about to get. It's all about that special spiritual connection. Here's your Monday stars. New moon in your 7th house. This is meeting somebody and you connect together, and over the next couple of weeks you decide that you want to spend your life together. Or alternatively, it can even be that you've been with someone and you decide to make a further commitment. Or for some of you, it's about a separation and a change in circumstances, so that you suddenly have to deal with life on your own, but not for long. And here's your Tuesday stars. With Mercury and Neptune beautifully positioned towards each other, then there's a lot of very strong intuition operating now at the highest level. It can mean meeting somebody where you have a like mind, where you understand what you both need from each other. So if you're single, this is absolutely perfect for meeting someone sweet and special. If you're already with somebody, it can be a little dangerous because you meet somebody who has a new dimension to them which you don't have in your current affair. Think carefully. Here's your Wednesday stars. Sexual, passionate, full of desire. Venus and Mars work so well together because they're the two love sex planets. For you, this is powerful stuff if you're with somebody in your life who brings out the very best in you. If you're single, it's meeting someone super sexy. If you're already with somebody, it means meeting someone super sexy and it will challenge your current relationship. So you may be better off if you're single at the moment. And here's your Thursday stars. Because Sun and Mercury both oppose Pluto in your sign, this is transforming stuff. There's certain things in your life, certain people in your life, who perhaps no longer should be such a big factor in your existence. So the challenge now is with these stars is a relationship that may be past its sell-by date. And so therefore the challenge is, can a current affair or relationship withstand the changes that are happening around you? Well, you're about to find out. Here's your Friday stars. With the moon squaring Saturn, your ruler, you do have to be particularly careful of your state of mind at the moment. I mean, what I'm saying is be very positive in your thinking. There's certain things that can bring you down. I mean, there's a lot of challenges around you, especially when it comes to you and somebody else. The challenge is about your relationship with somebody. If it withstands the challenge, it will be stronger and better and bigger as a result. If it doesn't, then of course it will crumble, but it will be the right thing to happen.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.